Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
I like how we say it every week, like I'm brand new to the show. Then here I am. It's me. No.
How would you rather me say it? I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan, reporting to you now.
Oh, I like that. And they could do like a news anchor background. No?
Live in person.
Live and in person. Here we go. Yeah. And hopefully we're not going to jump like we did last week. Thank you, everyone that hung in there with that.
Right.
Or not
Well,
last week, the week before.
that was the
The
week
week before
before.
it broke up. Last week, I didn't have power. And I
Yeah.
didn't get power
So,
back until
because that's,
later.
yeah, because we never talked after you after that, I don't think. So what happened? Because I've never heard of that.
So I guess I'm gonna speculate. There was fire in
Oh,
the
you're breaking up.
town. Am I breaking up?
Not now. Now you're back.
Oh, so there was fire not far from us, probably within 30 miles of us, and some wind gusts and stuff. So apparently they shut down the power so that it doesn't arc the transformers,
Yeah.
because the transformers could spark and create more fire. So they were shutting off power while the little wind thing went through. Over here, I was like, what windstorm? What are they talking about? There's no windstorm. But
Yeah.
then I went 2 miles over to my parents' house, who had a generator running, and I was like, I'm gonna go over there, charge my phone, eat dinner, we're gonna hang. And all of us kids did that. We all went over there, and it was really windy over there. I was like, oh, here's the wind.
Oh,
It's
interesting.
amazing to me, I didn't really experience it at my house, and just 2 miles away it was really windy. So it was
Right.
kind of interesting. Yeah. But yeah, so they shut off our power. Some people didn't get power back till Sunday, but I was very fortunate and got it back that evening. So Friday night. So I was out of power for probably about 8 or 9 hours. We were trying to figure out my generator, and we ended up having to get a new carburetor for it. So thank goodness I didn't need to actually use it. But
Oh, yeah.
gave us something to do. Got to smell like gas for a while. That was interesting.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I mean, that makes total sense to do that preventative measure. I've just never heard. And maybe they
Well,
do that. I've just
California
not
does
been in an
it.
area of fire, you know, so, but that may be a normal thing that they do is shut down power.
I
I
think
don't
it's a
know.
PGE thing to do, because I know that PGE did that in California as well.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know, but the town next to us that actually was closer to the fire, they didn't do that. Yeah.
Saying they do it a lot in California. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that all the people from California that came to Oregon said, why don't we do that? So, who knows?
Okay.
All right, you guys, we need you to get busy and get yourselves into this chat room. I'm going to say hi
Yeah.
to Cindy and Tracy and Linda, who all made
Woo!
it to the chat room. So excited. Yeah, we got all kinds of interesting things we could talk about, because we've gone for like 2 weeks now without.
No. So what's been happening?
Really deep levels of regression have been happening. Like, yeah, I talked to some of the other girls today about it, because it was like, wow, this is kind of fun. I got to talk to Erica a little bit today, and we were talking about how deep our sessions are going. So, hey, all you practitioners out there that are listening, if you're able to jump in on the live chat, I would love to know if you guys are experiencing it too. Because, we entered the Mercury in retrograde, but there's all these other things going on, and I lost track at this point of all the things going on in our astrology. But in my office space, it's like, wow, this is like a real breakthrough. This is like really deep. So it was really kind of cool to experience that. And I've just been like, each session, even though they're like a fingerprint, they're all different, but they've all been really.
You have kind of a thread that of things
Yeah.
that you're starting to notice a pattern. I guess that would be a pattern.
Pattern. Yeah. And I had one client that went, I did their induction to get them into their beautiful state of hypnosis, and right away they went into, and I can't remember how that one did, because that one was, you know, how you get them all mixed up at some point. Went right into like this higher self. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder what we're gonna, you know, it's like I didn't want to rob them of some of the information. And I was like, I hope this doesn't end up being really short, because they went right into this place and started answering the questions. I was like, oh, okay. So I thought, well, we'll see how this goes. So I have all the questions in front of me, and I can see why the higher self did that, because they had a lot of information for each and every one of those questions. And the time frame that I thought it was going to take to do that was like pushing the envelope and going past it. And I'm like, are we so comfortable? I'm like, yeah, no wonder they skip part.
Yeah, that's why you always trust them. They know what they're
oh,
doing.
Oh, yeah.
Just let them run.
And I rolled with it. And oh my gosh, the information, it was just flowing out. And just like there was one point where I said, okay, well, we kind of need to get the next answer done as quick as possible if we could, because there was so much information that it was like overwhelming amounts of information. And we were in that, to a point where I needed to say, okay, time, it's time. So, yeah. But yeah, so incredible that, and to just trust that process was so big, to just go into that and be like, okay, let's see what happens. Where is this going? Cause it just happened so quick. I loved it. It was great. All right. Let's see who else jumped in there. Okay. Not deep with clients, but I am having really different dreams. Oh my gosh, the dreams. Yeah. We can talk about that too. Really different dreams and remembering them. And they are so vivid. Well, I don't know if I'm remembering mine, but all night long, dream, 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 dream. And I know when I wake up that I just had this, all these dreams, and then they're gone that quick. But I
do fast. Yes, that's how I am. Yeah. I know I had them, but I couldn't tell you. I just know they were, because there's a span there where I wasn't remembering anything. So I wasn't even aware that I was dreaming. And then now I'm back to that where I'm aware I'm dreaming, but I couldn't tell you what it's about. I just know I'm having deeper sleeps or something. So.
Yeah. Wow. It's been cool. And you know that I got a new family member, although the family member is not in here with me. Otherwise I would just grab her up and show her. But
how's she doing?
She's doing great. So for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, we got a little husky puppy, and I'm actually going to send a note, not to myself, that would be silly, to my son, and see if he'll bring her in and show her up. Yeah, so we're going to send that off to him and see if he will bring her in so we can all see her, because she is so adorable. Oh my gosh. And
is everyone getting along with her? Is she getting
well? You know, that's something to talk about, because a couple months ago we lost one of our cats. Like, it went out, never came back. And I told Josh, I think your cat came back as this dog, because we went and checked her out. You know, we went a week early and picked her out and, you know, put a deposit on her. And when we left, it was kind of like, we felt like we were leaving her behind. And then we went back a week later and got her. And she just sat in the car like, all right. No whimpering, no crying. We get her home. We've got three other dogs that are all like woof on top of her, right? And she's just sitting there. She's checking them all out, and they're all looking at her. And I have pictures of it. I can see them in the picture, almost like, why do I know you? You know, that kind of, like, they're really curious about her, and they're all staring at her. And anyway, she introduces herself to all of them, never whimpered, never cried. The only time she whimpers is if she wants to get in my son's room and his door's closed. So she'll cry at that. And, but I'm like, she seems to know her way around here. She seems to know, she seems to know everybody already. She just walks right up to the cats and loves on them. She comes. on. Okay. So
Oh my goodness.
this is our little sweetheart. He is.
So sweet. So cute.
Wants to go play with Bunny now. But yeah, so she's been quite a fun little thing to play with and bring into our family. She's having a lot of fun integrating with everybody, and we're having fun with her. Josh, he opened the door, all the dogs came in. He's trying. Okay,
Do we get our turn too? We get on camera.
yeah. Now you're gonna hear Luna's trying to engage play with the two of them. So we'll see. It might get loud. Thank you, Josh. So, anyways, yeah. So that's been fun. We've been having a good time with all of that. So it's been a busy couple weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you want a dog, you should get a husky. They're cute. Everyone warned us, don't do that. Don't get a husky. They're high maintenance. And I'm sure she's going to be, as she gets a little bit older, she's going to be even busier. But Buddy, I don't think people realize raising Buddy was like that. So I was like, she's been so easy so far. And it's like, knock on wood, crossing fingers, all the things. But
Right.
yeah, she's, yeah, I feel spoiled at this point. She's been really
Oh, good.
Yeah. So we're just praying. Everyone's praying. She just stays a good baby. So, and oh, Tiffany's got her little heart eyes on. That's right. You need to come play with my puppy, Tiffany. Piper would love her
Piper
more.
would love her.
Yeah. Josh is so patiently trying to get them all out of it. He can just leave it open. Jaden's not here. I think they'll be fine. If it gets noisy.
Yeah. We know it's an animal house.
We do know it's an animal house, yes. And people ask, well, how many you got now? Well, I got four. But Narlin's getting up there, so four for now. He's a trooper, though. I don't know if you've ever I have never had animals that lived as long as, like, Lady lived to 17. He's almost 17. I'm just amazed that usually you lose them before that. So it's or I have. So yeah. Anyway,
You
so
do well.
that's been neat a couple
Yeah,
weeks.
my Mickey was 17, almost 18.
Yeah, so it's that they've had a good life when they've lived that long. You don't want to see them go, but at the same time, it's they've had a good life, and
Right, yeah, they're ready.
yeah. So, and he's not ready to go. He's like,
Yeah,
I
he's like, I
have
forgot stuff to do. Leave me alone.
to. There's still snacks in that treat bag. I'm not going anywhere. That's him. He is the funniest little snack hound. He's pretty deaf, but if you rattle a bag, he'll be there. So yeah, there's that.
So
Anyway,
it's selective hearing.
yeah, I probably taught him that. Okay. Oh, Linda says she has a cat that looks like a husky.
Oh.
Oh, Linda, I think I want to see that. You're gonna have to send me a picture of your cat. That's fun. Yeah, I think huskies are beautiful. So
They
yeah.
are. They are beautiful.
Yeah, I am biased, and no. I also think German Shepherds, Rat Terriers, and Chihuahuas are beautiful also. Just covered myself. Yeah.
Yeah, don't want to hurt feelings.
No, not at all. So, all of that. How are things? What are we working on? What are things doing over there? Anything to brag about, explain?
Was something that happened. It was interesting. I did a show a few days ago with a station that'll be running in Poland. It's a Polish station, so they were translating me. And they were just wanting to know about mom and QHHT and all these things. And what was interesting was, you know how it goes, as people ask the right questions, information starts coming in. So that started happening. And something, I can't remember the question now, but Actually, there were two things, so I do want to bring up this other, so don't let me forget that. But this first one was really interesting. No, yeah.
I already made notes for the other things you said. Ask
Okay. Okay, good. Good. Well, it has, it's we've had it's come through before. It's like a message that was important was, you're here. You've got a mission, you've got a reason for being here, so be here. That was the message before. But what came through this time, it expanded it a little bit more. And it was saying, you came here to have experiences. Yes, you're here for a reason. Be here. You came to have experiences. So experience the experience.
Yes.
Yes, and it's like so many, they're wanting to escape, they're wanting to do this, but they're just skirting around and they're just doing everything superficially. And it was like, you came to have experiences, so experience them. Do
Yeah.
it. Go in full. Have the experience.
That's interesting because I just had somebody ask, they felt like they were wasting time. And the answer to that question, why do I feel like, or why am I going through this? I feel like I'm just wasting time. And the answer came out just like that. It's like, it's all an experience. What do you,
Yes.
you know, almost word for word what you were saying. So,
Wow. I just
yeah.
knew when it came through, it's like, because something with the translation, it kept going in different directions, or it would sometimes end before they were ready to go to another question. They didn't realize I had more, and it was like that one was like, no, this is important. Let's go back to this. Let me say this, and then we can move to the next question. It was like, how that happens. It's like,
Yeah.
well, this is important.
It is because we forget that, even in the lows or when we're in a paused moment,
Yeah, even the rest periods, that's an experience.
it's an experience.
Experience it. Just enjoy it. Be in it. Be there.
And
Be present with it.
don't be in it all worried, like that, like if you're looking for a job and you haven't found one yet and you spend all this time. Here's the universe trying to give you a 2 week vacation and or break from something before you start something new, and you spend that whole time worrying, then you get the job and you're all comfortable and everything's fine, it all worked out, and you're like, man, if I would have known I was getting that job, I would have relaxed during that 2 weeks. It's like,
We think experiences are only things we're doing something when we're active, and it's like, no, rest can be an experience.
yeah.
Nothing can be an experience. Just fully do
Erica's saying she's having that information come through also. So that's cool.
Interesting. Wow. So that compounds it. It's like, so like we're saying, the patterns and what you're noticing, the things that are happening, that's a piece of information that's important right now.
Yeah.
They were really like,
Yep. So that's really cool that we're all kind of getting the same. I mean, it's probably coming in all different
Yes.
ways, but we're all getting the same theme.
That happens a lot, and I love it. That's always confirmation when it does. And it just reinforces that it's important.
So was that the first thing? And then there was a second
There's
thing.
another one.
Things.
They were asking about time.
Oh.
And it was the way he asked the question, because you know how important questions are. The
Yeah.
question determines the level of the question determines the level of the answer. All right. And so this was asked in a slightly different way than I guess time has ever been presented to me. So what was interesting was I got a different visual.
I like
And
it.
yeah, and it, and I immediately, it was something he said, and I think it's because he was talking about Michael Newton. He said, Michael Newton says, because Michael Newton works with the life between lives, and so that's
Yes.
the realm that he's in. And he said something about, well, time is different there. And because he said that, see, that brought in a whole different thing. And where my immediately was, I was going to simultaneous time. It's like, well, we're gonna do this. And so, but it gave a different, it's the same explanation, but it did it in a different way. So I think it's a different, it might be understandable. I don't know, because simultaneous time can get kind of twisted, up there. It goes, oh, you're understanding it. But what they were saying, and I'll tell you the part with what he said, I actually never got to say that. to the answer to what he was actually saying there. I take it back. It's not, I answered the question, but that little piece that he said about Michael Newton, that brought in a whole other thing.
Wow.
And they switched to another question before I was able to answer that one. But that was interesting as well. So we'll go ahead and do it all. So don't let me forget any of this. Okay. You know, we get into these deep subjects. Sometimes it's like that, and that's what happened on the show. I mean, it's moving in these directions, and it can be difficult to keep track of it sometimes. So, so what they showed me, because there was like time, they said, well, you know, yeah, what we've been used to is the linear, as we know, and this event happens, and then another event happens after that, and then an event after that, an event after that. And if you look at it, it's like, it's always about events. And we've talked about this before. It's always about events. It's not about the date or the things like that. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the events. This event came after this event. Yeah, they happened when I was this age. Maybe we might attach it to a time, an age like that. But that's as much as we do. We don't attach it to this hour that occurred at this point, you know, things like that. That's not what we tend to do, that our time, but we attach events to each other. Then they run linearly. And they were like, so take that linear out of it. Just completely take linear out of it. Now, if you will do, here's an event. Here's an event. Here's an event that happened somewhere else. Here's an event that maybe happened in another life. Here's an event. And it's like, now get above it and look down that way. Like, it's like putting a rod through them. Now, see how they're all happening at the same time. They're all occurring because you pulled them off of this linear thing. Now you can see how they're all stacked on each other. They are all in the now. And it's like you are, yeah, I'm getting the buzzing again. That's what I got before. And it's all you. And it's like, you know, all you have to do is think about like when you, an event that happened as a child or whenever, and you're immediately transported there. It's, even though it's a different time, it's you. You're still there. It's now. You're now there.
Yeah.
We go back in QHHT, we go to another life, another dimension. You are now there.
Yeah.
So see, that's how it is occurring all at the same time. So
I love that explanation, and I'm going to blow your mind a little bit because
you just got it, right?
No, I was asked the same question. And so you're sitting there describing it. I'm going, that's the same answer. It's the same answer. It came out a little bit differently, but it's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Because the answer was that you got to quit looking at time as linear.
Yes. Yes.
And the way you experience time in this reality is different. Imagine a place that is void of time.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't stack it like you did, but man.
Yeah, that was something interesting to
look at.
Yeah, and then you look.
Yeah.
It's like.
So seriously, you're blowing my mind. I'm like, oh my God, did we get the same people or something? Because we're getting the same questions. So it must be information that's hitting the.
Cosmos. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other.
I love that our answers are the same.
I do too, because that was like. That was really cool. And I told him, I said, okay, this is something new that I've not gotten before. So this is really interesting. So it was really fun. I love it when things like that happen.
Yeah. And we haven't talked for 2 weeks.
No.
And so, yeah. So it's not like we shared this information with each other.
No, not at all.
Wow. And I love it.
Yeah. The other thing then was where he said, Michael Newton says time it works differently on the spirit realm. And so that triggered boom, boom, you know, some things. And because at first I was thinking, well, there isn't any time. And then I remembered times that I have, you know, I talked, it's like, it could be any time, but I remember really specifically when I was really developing and I was going through a hard time and I was going through stuff and but that was the best thing for me to grow. And, but you're still at that time, you're like, when's this going to be done? When's this going to move through and everything? And I just kept hearing soon. And I'm like,
experience.
Exactly. And I'm like, is that soon in my time or your time? And that's what they were reminding me of. And so there's that element of, and they were saying it's not time, it's about, which we know this, but it's, I love it when they start pulling together. It's not time, it's about events. When the right, all the things, the people, spaces, events are there at the in the right order in the right places, then boom, it will happen.
Yeah.
So it has nothing to do with time. It has to do with all the pieces and parts.
It does. Wow. Okay. Are you guys mind blown? I'm mind blown that all this is happening. Yeah. So we got, oh, Linda's going to show me her kitty cat next week. I want to see it. So, oh, Erica's going to come in, had the same conversation with my client today. Okay. So you and Erica and I are really clicking.
Yeah.
Same vibe with all of this stuff. That's interesting.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. That's some really neat information. Yeah. And it's exciting that it's out there. We're all three in different areas. Mm-hmm. We haven't chatted with each other. No. And we're getting the same questions mm-hmm. and the same conversations and the same answers. So,
and like you said earlier, it's like it's in the, I think you said cosmos or I said cosmos. It's like it's there. Yeah. It's, and that's when, and yeah, we're all picking it up because that's probably is, these are the next layers of information that are important to understand.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we're not the only ones getting.
No, there's probably others watching this going, whoa, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So get over to the chat room and let us know. We'd love that.
Yes.
Yeah, let's get chatting in there and bring all this conversation to even brighter light. So yeah, that's been a lot of fun to, like I said, some of this stuff has been very deep diving. One of the other things that came up twice this week was, it's okay to make mistakes. Don't get caught up on failure. And then the example was with that was, and this was an ascension session, was go back to the very first planet that was ever created that had life on it and look at that. And the client's looking at it, and what do you see? I'm a blob of light and there's a lot of moving parts here. A lot of things are moving around. A lot of things are not quite settled. And it, you know, it's like, it's chaos. Mm-hmm. And so the point was, you know, trying to be perfect over here and all this stuff.
Right. Is
even creation had to go through failure to mm-hmm. get it right, to get planets correct, to get the embodiments correct, to get all of this.
Well, sure. I mean, well, and not to compare, well, we are, I was going to say not to compare ourselves to the great grand masters, but we are.
Yeah.
But who here ever creates something for the first time and it's perfect?
Right.
You do a lot of trial and error. You do a lot of mistakes. You do, but that's how you get to where you're going, is to go ahead and embrace those things and just keep moving.
Yeah.
Don't give
so
up.
It, to me, that was just like so insightful to be like, mm-hmm. yeah, even creation itself, the very first planet ever made.
Yeah. So we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here if they gave up because they messed up on that first one.
And that was the point for the client. It was like, listen, you know, you don't want to give up. And then again, today that came up and to be shared that, yeah, you don't want to give up. It's all, you know, you got to start somewhere. And whatever it is that was holding you back with that failure,
yeah,
you know, you got to realize that you had to have that in order to have the insight to make it even better.
Yes.
So, yeah. So that happened for a reason, because there was something even better to be created out of it.
Yeah, even better, because you start learning that somebody needs this. You learn how to tweak. You know, you learn, okay, so that boy, oh my gosh, that was a colossal failure. But when you start looking at it, it's like, okay, what did work and what was not quite right? What didn't work? And that's when you're able to go, you know, many times it's just a little adjustment and that's it. That's all it needs.
Yeah.
You can get it. I mean,
we're all grateful to the Ford company for creating cars and not giving up when the first engine didn't work, you know. And now we all have this freedom to move about and fly and do all kinds of amazing things because somebody didn't give up, you know. And that's, who knows what you're capable of and what you're creating out there.
So. Exactly. And that comes back in again to every single person is vitally, vitally important to be here and do your part. You are here for a reason. And nobody can do what you are here for.
Yes.
So see, we are all needed. We are all pieces to this puzzle. The puzzle is not complete without you.
Linda's saying, thanks, Julia. That was for me, the tweaking.
Oh, okay. Good deal.
Yeah. I like that. I love it when you guys can come in and let us know those kind of
things. And I'll let you know, it's not a very big tweak. It's just a little. It's when you look at the big picture, it's just like a this. It'll make huge adjustments, though. But it's not very much that you have to do.
Well, think about that in the form of like an old stereo in a car where you had to turn the dial to get the sound in.
Right.
All you do, it's like, oh, it's a little staticky and just a little bitty tweak. And then all of a sudden it's clear as a bell.
So clear. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Or you're completely on a new station.
Yeah.
<It's> like,
that's right. For those that are too young to remember that, you didn't get to have that experience. But,
that's about how much it is. It's like, it's just a small little adjustment.
Nice.
Whew, okay. They're saying it's exactly what I said. Just look at it. What was right? What was good? And then what can I do better? What can I do differently to get the effect that I want?
Absolutely.
And it's just, and that's all you have to do to adjust. So shift the thinking.
The fine tuning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was from Tiffany. Fine tuning.
Fine tuning, yes.
And here's another thing that's been happening since I've talked to you is so many breakthroughs. Not, I mean, maybe my own, but in the sessions, like these breakthrough moments and these pivotal ahas and so many really cool things like that. So I find it so curious because usually when we're in that Mercury in retrograde, it's kind of like the confusion, the conversation gets off or miscommunicate or all those little things.
Right.
And I swear to God, it was like, okay, Mercury's in retrograde. And all this sudden, all these things that felt like they were kind of in limbo just went, and the doors opened and things started coming in and people were getting breakthroughs and
fantastic.
Things were lining up. And it's like, wow, okay. Mm-hmm. So audience, have you felt like you have had the breakthroughs and the aha moments, feeling like things that were stuck are moving now? Or how are you experiencing the energy right now?
Yeah.
So that would be fun to hear from you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So a lot of things started coming together over here too, and communications, and you know how people will show up that haven't been around for a while, and the reconnecting and all of that stuff. And I always kind of just, when I go into Mercury in retrograde, it's like, I wonder who's going to resurface. But I cannot tell you how crazy it's been where I'll think about somebody and then boom, they send me a text.
Yeah.
And I have this gal in Canada that I communicate with. And last night I was thinking, oh, I wonder how that thing went that we were talking about. She had this interview that she was all excited about and this whole group of people she was connecting with. And I thought, I wonder how that went. This morning, hey lady, just wanted to say hi. Like, of course you did. And then I was talking about you know, Leah's in Boston, and I was talking about Boston, and then no sooner than I finished my sentence and my phone pings and I look at it and it's Leah, and I'm like, I think she's the only one I know in Boston. I was like, oh my gosh, how cool is that? And so things like that have been happening too, where these little synchronicities are coming into play and showing up. And so that's also been fun. And I look at it playfully, like, okay, what else you got? Let's put some things together here and make things happen.
Yeah.
So that's Fun. Anything magical like that going on?
Probably.
Feel
Know,
like
sometimes when you're in the middle of it,
mystery is real here.
But I'd like to let a little more play out before I talk about it. So,
Okay.
yeah, no, it's interesting now that you're saying that. That's like, wow, yeah, that's something that's happening. So we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
Yeah.
I'll ask her again next week, you guys. I will.
I mean, I was funny because, I don't, I've gotten to where, I mean, for a while there it was like, oh, Mercury retrograde, oh, batten down the hatches and duck and cover and all that kind of stuff. And then it was like, you know what? It's all our mental attitude. It's, hey, just smooth sailing. It's only a rut. It does stuff if you think about it and you create it, And so I don't even think about it. I just, somebody has to tell me, oh yeah, we're in this. And I saw something, an email or whatever, and it's like, okay, well, that's nice. And I didn't give it any thought. And then we started having all these technological issues going on. I mean, left and right and weird things. And it was when somebody said something about, we are having the screwiest things happen right now. And it was like, Mercury retrograde. You got me.
Yeah, loud and clear. Got it. Got it. Yeah. I did have some like I had an experience. So one of the things in Mercury in retrograde is have more patience when you're driving, right? Because for some reason it makes people want to drive like crazy. And I was running into town for something, and oh, poor me. I was running into town for a massage. That's what I was doing. I was doing. So the timing for me to head out was about the same time school was getting out, right? And so all these crosswalks, and I don't live far from the school, but the neighborhood I live in, they did kind of a weird thing where they put these pathways between the houses. So the crosswalk, it's fun to watch you do that, by the way. I'm not,
Well,
that's
there's a
not funny.
gnat that all of a sudden it just got to be right here. Anyway, yes.
So they put these crosswalks right in the middle of the street, not at the end of the street or,
Oh,
the ends. It's
interesting.
in the middle of the street, and they put these walkways between the houses. And so you cross the middle of the street and go on. And it's a dangerous thing to do. And I don't know who designed it. They should be slapped. Because there's been at least two experiences why I've lived there where kids almost, like I almost hit a kid because they come flying out of those things on their bikes or whatever, and they're in their minds, they're in the crosswalk, so they're okay. But they don't realize these cars don't know they're coming because they're blocked. Now something's tickling me. So yeah, so anyways, I get in my car and I'm heading out, and I'm not in a hurry, so that was good because I gave myself the time, right? And I'm driving, and there's a lot of kids out, so I'm taking my time getting around these corners, and here I come up on one of those crosswalks, and this kid's sitting there with like his little tuba bag, and he's standing there. He was smart. He was standing there waiting to make sure traffic was going to stop. So I stop and I wave him on. There's nobody coming the other way. And this car comes flying up from behind me,
Oh
and it's,
no.
oh, he was still in front of me, thank goodness. And I slam on my horn to get their attention and his attention because I thought for sure I was going to watch that kid get hit. And I was just like, what would, I still cannot figure out why anyone would go around me, especially at that speed in a neighborhood. And I cannot even figure out what that person had to have been thinking in that moment to make them do that. But
They
scared me. Oh
want
my gosh, those
it.
moments where your heart's in your throat. And I was just like stink eyeing that person because then, of course, they're in front of me. And that poor kid was like, "What do
What
I do to change?" Oh my gosh, they did get stopped in time because I honked. They did stop. And so did that kid. Had I not honked, that could have coordinated differently. I don't know if that helped or not, or if the kids, it was all just like the surreal moment of, oh my God, something really bad's going to happen right now. And it didn't, thank goodness. And that kid got to cross the street, and you know, there's probably another reality somewhere, but that car pulls out in front of me still, instead of realizing, you know, I was there first anyways, jerk. I have nothing nice to say. You guys want to get me in a bad mood, do something like that, because you know, that's just putting everyone's lives at risk for no reason.
Right,
And
exactly.
they were heading to the grocery store that was one block ahead. I was like, were you in that big of a hurry to get to the grocery store? What was the deal with that? So I couldn't figure that out. But of course, then now I'm driving like this, and then I missed my turn. Pulled off. I was like, I just totally drove by my turn. And so I was like, okay, I gotta get grounded. I gotta clear myself, because I do not want to drive like this. And you know, pulling in the okay, it's Mercury in retrograde. People are antsy pantsy in their driver's seat. Give that extra space, give that extra time. That boy's okay. Because that was the part that was freaking me out, was that kid got hurt so bad, you know. Anyway, sent a prayer to the person that was driving the car. Got over it, said, okay, help them get home safely, because obviously something's going on for them that's putting them in this hurry. So help them get where they need to be. Got over it, got to my massage, had a beautiful massage. Lovely. So the rest of the day went good, but that moment though, you know, it's like these little moments that it makes you wonder what timeline, you know. I think we had a timeline moment there where we
Probably.
thought we'd been on a different one. And I'm just so grateful we're on the one we're on. So yeah. But who puts a crosswalk right in the middle of the street, and then fences and trees and parking spots? So these kids are coming out of this little alleyway, and you can't see them. And it's just
Maybe
bad choices.
someone needs to start a petition to get it moved.
You know what I think I'm going to do in the middle of the night? I'm going to make sections of fence. I'm going to go fence off those little alleyways so they can't get through them. And then they wouldn't be using that crosswalk. And maybe I'll get some road colored paint and just paint over the white lines and be like, I'm taking it upon myself to save lives. Okay.
And when we see Tracy and we see her headshot, her mug shot,
I
we'll know what it was about.
look good in black and white. Come on. All good.
Was saving
I have things to do. A good Samaritan. Anybody want to come help me build some fences?
paint some stripes in the middle of the night.
Yeah. So speaking of failed projects, I think that was one. Why put those crosswalks there in the middle of the road? Yeah. Hey, here's another one. Have you noticed people have totally bypassed the whole idea of a blinker, like turn signal? That doesn't happen around there either. This neighborhood really needs a new lesson in how to drive. Did you get your driver's license in a Cracker Jack box? Anyway, I'm done. I'm done. I'm going to get off my box now. I'm done. So,
Well, I haven't even been out driving, so that's,
yeah.
So I haven't noticed. It seems like when you said that, though, I do think I did notice somebody turning, but it's like it just registers. Okay, they didn't, I knew they were turning, but they didn't have any indication of it.
I think we're just testing our intuition, see what
That's
we can
probably
do.
it.
But yeah, Tracy's in here saying lots of those people in Australia too. It's like, yeah, I think they're everywhere. We're just, people are, you know. I know what happened to me the other day. I'll share this, because I shared this story about how I had the memory of two different timelines at the same time with that car that was at the stoplight. Then the next memory was I was the one at the stoplight and they were going, right? And so sorry if you guys didn't hear that story. I don't want to retell it. But I literally came up on that same intersection the other day, heading to the office. And had the thought in my head, and I thought, that sure was a weird day when that experience happened with that car and seeing it in two different timelines and remembering them both as if they really happened. And so I'm sitting there looking, thinking about that and watching this woman's about to cross a crosswalk. Have a crosswalk theme today, you guys. I must be at a crossroads with the crosswalks. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she's going to cross the street. And I remember thinking, I really like this lady because she came walking up on it, looked in all the directions. She had the thing to go. Mm-hmm. But it was one of those where it's a side street. So she had the green light to go, but so did the side street, you know, so they're going to have to watch for the pedestrian and then go.
Right.
And usually, you know, the pedestrians will just walk off. They're looking at their phone. They're walking through the, and they're not being very mindful of what's going on. She was totally aware. She saw that there was a pickup that was coming. And see, these are all the details. This is what I do at stoplights, you guys. So there's this pickup that's coming and she notices it. And so she speeds up her pace so that she'll be out of his way by the time he gets there. And I was thinking, wow, that was so nice to witness somebody being aware. Mm-hmm. And courteous. That was really something. And you know, kind of wanted to thumbs up her because I thought that was really cool. Because there's so many people like this these days.
Yeah, true. That's very true.
Yeah. So I get to the office and my client sits down and she goes, yeah, I always remember that story you tell where you remembered the two timelines with that car at the stoplight. And I'm like, what the heck? I just had that thought myself today. Anyway, so again, we're so telepathic and our energies are so intermingling, and it's so fun. It's fun to me.
Absolutely. And becoming more so and more so and more so all the time. It's like, you know, before it would be like, oh my gosh, you know, and then it became, well, of course. And now I'm not sure what the term is now. It's just like cool, I guess, because it happens like all the time.
All the time. And yeah, with people that, you know, this was a client, but still it's somebody that watches our show, and it's somebody that lives in my area that you know, follows us and stuff. And so I don't see her in the chat room. I have to give her a bad time about that. But anyway, it was still fun that she, you know, that's what she brings. Yeah,
and that's what we're all doing. That's every single one. And I love it. I love it. I love it because, you know, this goes to the thing how in, it wasn't that long ago that any, you know, we, what's the word I want? What I'm trying to get to, and I can't think what this is. If that's interesting that my mind just won't even go there. It was where we're at now, where we're definitely going more and more is it's about the transparency, you know, everything becomes transparent. So, you know, you read right through people, you read right into them, you know exactly what their motives are, you know exactly what the real part is.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm trying to say is the days of old when that wasn't the case, you know, it's like, you know, things have to change because those tactics, any of the tactics that were used a while back will not work because we can see right through them. So please trust. And this has been coming up so much lately, and many things I've been doing is the trust. Trust yourself. Trust, you know. Trust yourself. Yeah. You know you, and you know what's going on around you. So if you get a feeling, if you get anything, trust that. You may not know all the details yet. You may not need to know the details, but trust your gut. Trust whatever is you're getting.
Absolutely. Hands down, do it. All right. I want to shout out to Deborah, who got here a little bit late. Hopefully you got all caught up. She's from Texas. You heard what you needed to hear, and that was probably the trust.
Yeah.
And maybe it's some of the telepathy. Maybe you heard us going, where's Deborah? Why isn't she Deborah? All right. what do we got? Pirate rules. I must have missed something. That probably applies to something you said.
I'm reading. I didn't understand what you said.
Indicators are guidelines. Pirate rules. So that was probably at some point that I'm not remembering what you said at that point. We're just gonna go with pirates. So anyway, we have a few minutes left to probably go over how do people find how do they take courses and
and
see client or find a practitioner and enlighten themselves in these ways.
Yeah, and we're talking about QHHT. That's the technique, quantum healing hypnosis technique, that my mother created and developed over, gosh, decades of years. And so, and then she was guided by her higher self to create a course. The exact wording was, you cannot see all the people in the world that need sessions. You must teach this. So that's what we're doing. So, and so that's at qhhtofficial.com. And you can get all the information if you want to actually do this technique and help other people to see who they really are, help them get the answers to their questions. You know, understand, like this gentleman you were talking about in the very beginning, you know, they had so much information that they wanted to give him. That's your higher self has information for you. So, and it's really, really good to understand. That's where we are now, is we are at a place where we want to know these things. And we need to know to help us progress and move through it. Maybe a little more gracefully. I don't know.
Understanding it, you know, like getting the bigger picture seems to be the real way to explain it. You get the bigger picture,
right?
And then you can understand why the events that you went through were there, why certain things in your life went the way they did. And it's so cool to get an understanding like that.
Yes. Yeah. And so you can get everything you need. We have the level one course, which teaches you step by step everything you need to know to be able to do this technique. We have other levels, and what they are doing is refining your technique. So if you wanted to make a career out of this, you can, you know, you can take it as far as you want to take it. And that's what we're doing with these other levels, is to work with you there. But that information is on that homepage. And then you can also get there by going to DoloresCannon.com. It'll have a link over to that page. And if you wanted to have a session with a QHHT practitioner, on that website, QHHTofficial.com, you can go to find a practitioner, the tab there. And in there, you'll see there'll be a section that you can search. You can search a name. You can search your area. Whatever. What we say is, look in the area that you're willing to travel. How far are you willing to travel? It might be just your city. It might, you know, you might want to go further out. However you want to
come
it.
To Oregon, right?
Exactly. Or go to Oregon and see Tracy, you know? And so, you know, that's where you can search through there and see who resonates. Really, please do due diligence. See who resonates with you. Yes. Please do due diligence.
And I encourage practitioners, as I did before, get yourself on that website, put your picture up, put up a nice little blurb about who you are, so that people like these seekers can find you and set up an appointment with you.
Absolutely.
So Tiffany cleared up the pirate thing. It was when we were talking about the blinkers. Now that makes sense. The turn signals, indicators are guidelines, pirates rules. Okay.
I don't know how. Okay. I'll talk
You'll
to you
later. Put it together later.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
Okay, good.
So, okay. Anyway, so yeah, if you're a practitioner, get yourself on there. If you are looking to be a practitioner, go check it out. The courses are online. And
if it resonates with you, if you have a passion to help people, this might be the course of action for you, because that's who we're looking for, people that have a passion to help.
Yeah, there's no room for ego in here. Just let me say that. No room for your ego there. You are a facilitator of something extraordinary that Dolores made. And yeah, honor, respect that, and know that the work is a beautiful work. And you have an enormous, wonderful opportunity to help people with it. So lovely.
How can people find you, Tracy?
You guys can find me at QHHTofficial.com. I am a level 3 practitioner. I live in Oregon. So come find me there, or you can find me at tracymahan.com. And there's other things that I also can facilitate for you. If being in Oregon doesn't work for you, maybe something else I do will. So come check it out.
Yes.
All right. So just loving all the interaction of Tiffany and the faces and all the good stuff. Thank you. We got Fiona in there. I don't think I said hi to you yet. So you were here listening, and that's wonderful. Bye, everybody. You guys always show up for us, and I'd love seeing you in the chats and all the different comments and
absolutely. Yeah, thank you so much for being here. Yes.
Before we do say goodbye, we were talking about doing a show where they can call in and ask questions. So we're still thinking about that. But yeah.
Okay.
If you guys think that would be fun, let us know. Put a comment down there. Let us know if you would like to call in. And we do have limits with that, but guidelines. We have our blinkers on with that.
Yes, there we go. Okay. Anyway.
Okay, everybody.
Bye.
We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.